Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. The Bible paints a clear picture that we benefit from being with each other as Christians. As we consider effective ways to do that in our very busy lives, we encourage you to consider what it can be like to be a part of a healthy community group. We will look at aspects of hospitality, authenticity, and belonging as Pastor of Assimilation and Community, Jim Bennett, talks to group leaders and people who have benefited at Harvest by connecting to a community group. Our goal is to make these groups great places to grow and go. Today's podcast is the first of a four-part series titled, Being a Part of a Healthy Community Group.
Well, welcome back to our Harvest Community Church podcast. We're here today with Will Cavanaugh, and we're going to be talking about making a community group welcoming and included. And Will and his wife, Melissa, have been in our church for a while. And Will, how did a community group really help you do that, help you feel welcome and included here at Harvest as you jumped in?
Yeah, so I grew up here at least, and, you know, when we moved back here in 2018, we were up in the Northeast, and we were really looking for a church to come and get plugged in into, and we visited a handful, and we came to Harvest one Sunday, and, you know, it's a church I'd driven by countless times, and really, I mean, right when we got here, just in general, we felt that people were welcoming, and we knew we wanted to be in a small group, so we, you know, it's kind of, as we visited and stayed involved and stayed coming on Sundays, we were really hoping to find a way to get involved during the week, you know, at the church we were at. Previously, we helped lead a small group, and so we really saw the value in being involved there. And so for us, the first summer we were there, we got involved in a group with a handful of other couples and families here at the church. And really for us, I mean, that really is where we started to develop some of the strongest relationships with people we still have here at the church. A couple of our close friends, Pastor Jerry and Tish, you know, close friends that were also in the group, and really just helped us to feel connected, to have that reminder of, you know, hey, you're not in this alone during the week, you know, and really just helps having something outside of Sundays to really feed your spiritual side. So we really, really enjoyed that. And, you know, to this day are still involved in a small group.
Yeah, good. We do hope that the community groups help people grow for sure in their walk with Christ. So as you were here, can you talk a little bit about the process by which you got connected? You know, you may have heard about the groups or gotten information on a handout or something, but what really got you kickstarted to getting involved?
Yeah, so we saw the announcement that, you know, you could go over to the welcome desk and get that information. So we certainly did that. And for us, I mean, I think one of the things we really wanted to go for is find a group where we felt like we fit organically, I guess, to put it that way. And so for us, just as we got to know people throughout the first few weeks there, you know, started asking around, hey, like, what small group are you in? You know, what do you guys meet, you know, regularly during the week, every other week? Are you not involved yet? And so for us, it was kind of a combination of saying, okay, what works with our schedule during the week? You know, we'd prefer to be during the week than on the weekend and, right, you know, during an evening. And then just kind of finding those folks that we maybe gravitated towards or we had more maybe in common with, and throughout the week and figuring out, okay, where are these guys going? And for us, that's really what helped us get connected and, you know, involved in the group.
Okay. And then your group ended up multiplying, and now you're leading your own group. So before you were leading your own group, though, how did you see the role of hospitality allow you to feel welcome and included? Because your group didn't meet at the church building, right?
Yeah, so we started out in one group that eventually moved over to meeting at the Martin's house. And really for us, I think Dan and Jennifer were really, really good examples of how to show hospitality. You know, hospitality, I think, for everyone looks and feels different. You know, for Jen and Dan, you know, a lot of times they would have food available, you know, right when we got there, there was already conversation happening. And so just a variety of things that coming in, you know, says, okay, you know, I can fit into the setting. It feels natural. It doesn't feel like, okay, I'm unwelcomed here, you know, and I know it's the general idea of hospitality, but just having a setting where it's like, okay, we can come in, you know, even take your shoes off if you want to, like make yourselves feel at home. And, you know, for us, part of that is just having the strong relationship with the people in the group, you know, so it's just like you're picking up conversation from last time and developing. And so, you know, for us, seeing that demonstrated, you know, by Dan and Jennifer, I think was really helpful in just showing us, okay, what are some things that we can do now that we're leading our own group to help people who may be here every week or maybe they're only coming every now and then, and really not make any one person or, you know, group of people feel more or less involved, really just trying to make it all about being that community group.
Yeah, and so during the week when you're not meeting, let's say when you were in the Martins group and you've spoken highly of that, was there certain things that helped you stay connected with different ways of communication or people following up with each other? How did you see those relationships grow maybe outside of the actual time you were together?
Yeah, I think for us, you know, in terms of the communications first, we did have like a group text that ended up turning into a group me, which is just a, you know, communication app that we spoke through.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, what we've found is that really for that to happen, it kind of needs to be a group effort, right? Like it's really tough if it only falls on the person leading the group to organize things whenever you want to get together. And so for us, maybe it meant some nights we were inviting folks over for a game night or,
nice.
You know, another member of the group was inviting people over for dinner. You know, the responsibility didn't always fall on the group leader, which I think really helped us foster those relationships and really become close-knit really across the board.
Yeah, nice. And so in terms of relationships being built, then it sounds like you've seen that in just having fun together. In the community group, studying the Bible and praying together, and then sometimes maybe even with serving one another.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think for us, from the time where we started in a community group to when where we are now, you know, we had a daughter. So during that time for us, our community group was really, really impactful in just helping us, you know, providing a meal here or there, just asking if we needed, you know, adult conversation, you know, just come over and hang out.
Yeah.
If we ever need someone to help watch Casey, you know, things like that for us have been really helpful, you know, in seeing people serve us. And in turn, you know, we've tried to do everything we can to, you know, if someone's moving, you know, offer to help out, or if, you know, someone's having a particularly tough week, you know, just offering even conversation, things like that really along the way. I mean, it really has helped us, you know, grow together through those avenues.
And if this wasn't a podcast, I would be showing a picture of Casey on the screen because she's, no offense to our other listeners, but she is the cutest kid I've ever seen. So
not going to disagree with that one. Yeah.
So, has that's allowed you then with kids? Is that one of the challenges you've seen in your group of people that have kids? Does that create a certain challenge that people have to overcome? Or it sounds like in this case, it's been something that's even, you know, helped you grow closer together because you kind of share that journey together.
Yeah, you know, so for our groups in particular, we've been the only family that has young children. And so for us, it hasn't been as big of a challenge. I mean, I would say the challenge is, you know, a lot of times we do prefer to host at this point just so we can, you know, accompany bedtime. And so if anything, I mean, the folks in our group are sacrificing by coming and joining us when we do meet in person. And so, you know, I know every group that looks different. You know, for some groups, it's like, okay, we need to have, you know, 10 kids upstairs in the playroom hanging out, you know, have someone go up there and play Peacekeeper throughout the evening. But for us, you know, it really has been something that we've been able to work around, and, you know, really a lot of the members of our group just being gracious and helping support us in that manner.
Yeah, I'm sure many of the people listening, if they have kids, can relate to that. It seems one of the biggest challenges to overcome is, you know, what to do with that. And we want to encourage you as you're listening to, you know, figure that out. And your kids will see what you're modeling by being with other people, by praying with them, by studying the scripture with them. So it's just an excellent thing to take advantage of when they're young, that they can watch you do that. And then the way that we can love each other through that process is really cool. So anything else you want to add as we finish up for today about, you know, just helping people feel welcomed or included in a community group?
Yeah, I mean, I think again, for us, like, as we look to get involved, it always helps to, you know, feel like, you know, especially when you're new, to feel like people want you to be involved in their group, right? So whether it's, you know, reaching out to someone who you may not recognize on a Sunday who's there for the first time, just starting to get to know them and laying that foundation, you know, it's it is almost like a dating relationship, I guess. You know, you don't want to be too forward that first time. You want to get to know the people, see, okay, right, you know, right, do our interests align, you know, do we have things in common? And even if not, you know, we always have that, obviously, that common connection of Christ that we can work around. But even if it's saying, okay, you know, maybe our time slot or our group dynamic doesn't make sense for you, but here's another group. You know, there's certainly a group for everyone. And so I think for us, it's just, you know, taking the time to actually get to know the people of the church and really have things evolve from there. I would say that's one big thing that we've seen and, you know, done our best to model, but certainly seen folks in the church really model that towards us, which we've really appreciated.
Yeah, and we're glad you're a part of that because you do a great job of that, and it's made our church better. So thanks for your leadership in that area and for being a part of what makes our community groups healthy. So Will's going to join us again for our next podcast and talk a little bit about the challenges and benefits of being a host and a leader of one of the groups. So we'll see you then, and make it a great day.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.